The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's retirement from public life is continuing apace this week with the announcement that Harry is set to publish a literary memoir. In fact, they're now saying there could be four books in all involved in this book deal. But anyway, the first one that we know of is going to be called Not the Prince I Was Born, But the Man I've Become. And it's due to be published next year. Piers Morgan's response was, you've got to be effing joking. Jenny Bond, Royal Correspondent, is on the line. Jenny Bond, what's your response?
Well, I suppose not far off Piers's response.
But hang on, Jenny, you are team Harry and Meghan, aren't you? Because I've always noticed you get a bit prickly and defensive about them if I'm ever mean about them. So you are on their side, aren't you, kind of?
Well, I have sympathy with him, yeah. Certainly. I have sympathy with him. I think he was born into a destiny, a role that simply didn't suit his character. He was the second in line, you know, he was the spare to the heir and all the rest of it. And he's found his life, he felt trapped and he's found it hard to take. But he has sprung himself free now. He now has a mansion, a Californian lifestyle, a beautiful wife, two kids. He has freedom. He doesn't have the palace claws, as he would see it, embedded in his back. He can do what he wants to and dictate his own narrative and destiny. So why does he need to tell us yet again about his life? I'm not quite sure.
Well, is it money, do we think?
Well, this is the only thing I can think of. His motive surely must be money. But we're told very little about this. As you say, there are rumours there are four books involved. We know only from his spokespeople that there is definitely one, which he wants to illustrate that no matter where we come from, Harry wants to show that we have more in common than we think. I'm not sure someone actually, you know, in a... two down would think there is that much in common.
One but, is just like all of you. And listen, the thing is, though, I suppose the bit that we're focusing on this weekend is that is it this which is a bridge too far for the family? We're hearing of shockwaves, a tsunami of fear. They're basically saying he's going to undermine Charles's reign. Like, is he totally burning his bridges now?
Well, it does look that way. Though, look, we don't know what's in the book. We've no idea. Maybe it's going to be a glowing portrait of the royal family, for which his publishers are paying him something north of £15 million. Probably not. You know, they're going to want their pounds worth, aren't they? We are told, actually, that proceeds, not necessarily all proceeds, but proceeds are going to charity, but proceeds don't include, normally, in my experience, the advance, which goes straight to the author. So he's definitely getting money for this. And he must be going to tell some secrets. It can't be bland. And yes, I think Charles will be very fearful that he's going to get hurt even more by the son that he did dote upon and I'm sure still has great love for.
Yeah. And I did see that the ghostwriter is somebody who specialises in the other books he's ghostwritten. He specialises in difficult father-son relationships, apparently. Who is the ghostwriter?
Yeah, he's a chap. I don't actually know how you say it. Moringer is his name, or Moringer. But he's a he's won some serious awards, you know, the Pulitzer Prize. So he is known to write a very rounded, thoughtful, insightful account of people's lives. And they've been working on this together for about a year already. So it's not some knee-jerk reaction to what's immediately happened, the big rows in the royal family. It's something, obviously, that he and I'm sure Meghan have been thinking of. I'm sure it'll be a great read. I'm sure we will all be on the air again talking about it, and it will be fascinating. You should remember, he's not the first to do this. I mean, his aunt, Fergie, Sarah, she's written two autobiographies all about her life, and his great-great-uncle, the Duke of Windsor, who was Edward VIII and abdicated. He wrote A King's Story about 15 years after he abdicated.
Okay.
Okay. So it's unprecedented.
All right. Well, listen, Jenny, I you're right when you say we'll be talking again when this comes out, but I have a funny feeling, Jenny Bond, that you and me are going to be talking about Harry and Meghan again a few times before the book ever comes out. But in the meantime, thank you very much, Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal Correspondent. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.